The parsha begins by Yishma Yisro Cholein Midyan Chosein Moshe is called Asha'osa Elokim Moshe Yisrael Amo Kiyotziyas Shemes Yisrael Mimitzrayim. So he heard everything that was done. Later, when Yisro comes to Moshe, Moshe tells him, "Is Kol Asha'osa Hashem Lefarlu Mitzrayim Alados Yisrael and Vayichad Yisrael Kol Atov Asha'osa." Yisrael. Something was nischadesh to Yisro here. What was it if he heard everything beforehand? If we read the psukim carefully, we will see that Yisro heard as a chosein Moshe. Eis kol asher osa Elokim l'Moshe ul Yisrael amo. What Yisro heard was he knew the greatness of his son-in-law. And he heard that Hashem, Elohim, performed Nisim for Moshe and Yisrael Amai. It was only Bischus Moshe that Klal Yisrael were the beneficiaries of becoming the Am Segula, not because of their own Zuchuyos. What Moshe was Mechadish to Yisrael was, no, it was Kol Asha'as Hashem Lefaro Ule Mitzrayim Al Odos Yisrael. It was because of Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had the zechuyos to be able to be zeicha to these nisim, and that was a tremendous simcha for Yisrael. Vayichad Yisrael Al Kol Hatoyv Asha'as Hashem LiYisrael. That there was an Uma on the face of the earth that was the Am Segula because of their own zechuyos. And had a special korva with the Rabbanu Shel Olam. That's something to be greatly besimcha. It wasn't just that they were the beneficiaries, the recipients of being related to Moshe or being the Am of Moshe. It wasn't just because of his son-in-law's tzidkus and gadlus. Klal Yisrael had their own zechuyos to be able to be zoicha to become the Am Segula. And this is perhaps why, shortly after this, when Yisrael sees Moshe being shofet esa'am, min ha'boker ad ha'orev, he tainis, madu ato yoshev levadecha v'chol ha'am nizav alecha min boker ad orev. Now that you've been mechadesh to me, the chashivus of Klal Yisrael, how could you treat them this way? How could you have them stand min ha'boker ad ha'orev? And this is the kavod of Klal Yisrael demands them a better treatment to spread it with the Dayanim. The MS is that Yisra was Maide, says Rabbeinu Bachya, and there are other Mepharshim that say this as well, that part of Moshe's job needs to be done by Moshe, not by the Dayanim. Rabbeinu Bachya says he was Maskim that the Limud Torah has to come directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Psakim, the dinim that needed to be paskin from the various dinei Torah, that you could use the dayanim for. But the limud of Torah had to come from Moshe himself. Yisrael says, v'hizharta eshem, esachukim v'esatoros. You should tell them over the chukim and the toros. V'hodata lem esaderach yelchuba v'esamase asher yasun. And only afterwards, in the next pasuk, does he talk about choosing Dayanim to be shofet esa'am b'choleis. But the limud Torah had to come from Moshe. But what we have to dine about is, what are these two groups of parts of Torah? Yisro says, b'mazir them the chukim and the toros. V'hodata lehem es haderech yelchu v'es ha'maase asher yasun. What's this double lashon? What is the second chelik of this pasuk referring to? So the Or Sameach al Harambam in Hilchos Tamei Torah in the beginning has a very powerful yisoid, and he's masbir pshat in the pasuk with this yisoid. Or Sameach says that really all of the mitzvahs are shavim lepachos shebepchusim ula Moshe Rabbeinu. All of the mitzvahs, in order to be a mitzvah, it had to be shayich to all of Klal Yisrael, no matter what madrega they were on. Each mitzvah has a gvul. For instance, to be menaneh the lulav. So you menaneh the lulav and you yotzei. There are people in a higher madriga, the medaktikim, would hold the lulav the whole day out of the chavivas of the mitzvah. But the etzem bare bones mitzvah is shayech to pachos shebepchusim, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. This is why the Arsameach suggests that midos are not written in the Torah. Only beremez, interestingly enough, it's really a remez in this pasuk, the Gemara in Bab Mitzia says, on daf lamid, that midos and lefnim mishuras hadin are hinted to in psukim, but they're not given as actual mitzvahs because, suggests that Rameir Simcha, they're not shavel l'chol adam. For instance, nekama, outside of nekamas of mammon, but a person taking regular nekama, is something that a Talmud Chacham needs to do at times. Called Talmud Chacham, Shein Noter, V'noke V'noter, K'nacha, Shein Talmud Chacham. Out of the covet of Torah, a Talmud Chacham has to stand up for Torah and take Nekama sometimes. A Melech has to, can't be Moichel on his kavod. Midos are not Shave L'chol Adam in a lot of different areas. And therefore, that's not part of the mitzvahs of the Torah. And this is how he touches up pshat in this pasuk. V'hizharta esem esachukim v'esatoros. Those are the bare-bone mitzvahs. All of the chukim, all of the dinim in the Torah. But also, there are individual chiyuvim dependent on the status and the matzav of the person that are incumbent on each and every person in a proteistic fashion. And that's v'hodata lehem esaderech yelchuva. That Moshe has to tell them the derech that they specifically should follow. There are klaliistic mitzvahs and then there are proteistic mitzvahs dependent on the particular person and his kochos and his situation. For instance, Zokt Meir Simcha, Talmud Torah, the Gemara says, and the Gemara even uses this, as a make a nafkamina in din, that a person can be yaitzei v'gizo yomam v'layla with kriyashma shachris v'arvis. The Gemara in Menachos, the Rambam doesn't paskin exactly like that, but also says a person has a chiv to be koveya, a time for learning, bayomu v'layla. Says Rameir Simcha, because Talmud Torah is very proteistic in terms of what a person can accomplish in learning. Someone who's osuk in parnasa, and he's not considered to be a mevatel Torah when he's osuk in parnasa, or a person who is physically weak, or a person who his mind isn't able to follow Torah even with great amelus, or people that are just naturally atzelim and it's very hard to overcome. The Rabbonu Shel Olam wasn't mechayev Kol Yisrael in one mitzvah of Talmud Torah outside of the bare minimum of Kvi Asitim Bayomu Balayla. Urges the Arsameach that, of course, there's nothing greater than the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and a person who is able to learn, he has to be is'atzein bo'odom b'chol yachotah. He's got to give it everything he's got. Whatever situation he's in, he has to exert himself with all of his yacholes. Lishkod al dal soseh, because the Torah is kofo many times, the inyan of a limud. But what a person, each person individually has to accomplish in learning, that's the derech yelchuba, that's a ma'aseh she'yasun. That needs specific guidance from Moshe Rabbeinu, not only to tell them the general mitzvahs, but to tell them what each person individually is mechuyev in. It's a chiyuv on a person who is able to devote more time to learning, who is able to go deeper into learning than he is. He's mechuyev to do that. That's a proteistic chiyuv that every person has. And this is the pshat that we're mevatel Talmud Torah for mitzvahs that are yefshar li'asos za'idei acherim. Because mitzvahs have this maila, that they're shove l'chol nefesh. If it's a mitzvah, then it has to be, if it's an absolute chiyuv, then it has to be shove l'chol adam. Torah, outside of the bare minimum, are proteistic chiyuvim. So therefore, we're mevatol Talmud Torah, those pratiistic chiyuvim, in front of the klaliistic chiyuvim of a mitzvah. But, says Reb Meir Simcha, for a person to be machnis himself into a situation where he's going to need to be mevatol Torah, of course, that's not proper, because the most chaviv thing to the Ribbono Shel Olam is sitting and learning. This is why the Gemara says in the Dorim, we have a concept, Mushpav Omir Olav Mehar Sinai. We learn out from Sukkim that if a person makes a Shavua, he's not going to put tefillin on today. It's not chal. A Shavua Levatal Es HaMitzvah is not chal, because he was already Mushpa Mehar Sinai. There was already a bris. There was already a Klalius Dik Kabbalah on Har Sinai of all of the mitzvahs. A Shavua Lekayim Es HaMitzvah may not be chal. Certainly won't be chal completely. Lagabi all of the dinim. A shvua, I'm going to put tefillin on today. Again, mushpa v'omir lav mehar Sinai hu. But zok the Gemara, if a person makes a shvua, that eshna perek zeh, if a person makes a shvua, I'm going to learn this particular perek, there's no chisaron of mushpa v'omir lav mehar Sinai. The shvua can be chal on that. Because even though he's mukhiyiv to learn, suggests the arsamech pshat in the Gemara, it's not like the Ran over there in the Dorian, but this could work in other Rishonim. Zokta Arsameach, that since the klaliistic mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the bare bones mitzvah of Talmud Torah of just kviyas itim vayomu balayla, not to necessarily learn this perek above and beyond the bare minimum. And therefore, that klaliistic chiv, the mushpa, the omer olav mehar Sinai, that doesn't go on this perek, and therefore Yeshvua can be chal on that perek. It's not a mitzvah kloli l'cho Yisrael, even though there may have been a mitzvah prati for that particular person. Maybe that person wasn't oduk in parnasa to the point where he would be able to waive that perek. But his shavua is still chal, because you don't have the kloliistic shavua mehar Sinai that you don't have being chal on this particular perek. So it comes out that there are really two madregas of chiyuvim that we have. We have the chiyuvim that are the bare bones mitzvahs of that everyone is absolutely mechuyivin. And then there are the chiyuvim pratiim that we have as individuals, which is dependent on our kochas hanefesh and our particular situation. And a person has to be bodek himself, what exactly are his prati is the chiyuvim. Yisro came full circle. At first, he wasn't even margish, the chashivos of Klal Yisro. He only attributed it to being the am of his chashiv son-in-law. He then came to understand that it was Klal Yisro's chashivos, and that Moshe was mechuyev to teach them and guide them. He understood that not only do they have a chashivus as a klau, but they also have a chashivus in a pratiistic fashion. That each person needs to be guided in what are his specific chiyuvim, and he came to be margish the full picture of the chashivus of klau Yisrael, that we're not just the rabbim of Mushba v'omer olav mehar Sinai, but we are yechidim, and that we each have individual kochos, and this is not only in Torah, this is in Chesed, this is in all aspects, in Lifnim Mishuras Hadin, whatever situations. That's why Chesed is not a beferish mitzvah, it's hinted to, because it's more totally on the pratiistic situation of that particular person. So we have to make cheshbonos in all of these areas, whether it be Torah, whether it be Chesed, in Midas Bein Adam L'Chaveira. We have to always gauge ourselves, what are we shayich to? And those madregas are things that are actual chiyuvim on us in a pratiistic fashion.